Music is blasting at the Emerald Game House, a tabletop game and hobby store. The walls and tables are lined with paints, minifigures, and a lot of games, some of which are about fantasy wars. But the shop's owner, Thor Johnson, is back to work after helping troops fighting a real war, the one in Ukraine. He said on his first trip to the country's capital, Kyiv, in April of last year, the city was nearly empty as folks were fleeing conflict.
And then I get back there this year, and it was a completely transformed city. It was completely different. The amount of traffic, you know, it was alive again. It was beautiful. There were people everywhere. All the stores were reopened. You know, it was an amazing thing to see.
Johnston served in the U.S. military about a decade ago in the Alaska Army National Guard. He says he felt called to help after seeing some of the atrocities that have been caught on photos and videos around Kyiv. Johnston says the original plan was to visit Ukraine for a month, just one time last year, but this summer he went back for 3 months.
I fell in love with the people, the culture, the history, the food, their heart. Everybody has their heart in it because they know what kind of fight this is. It's an existential fight, really, for them.
Since his last trip, Ukrainian forces have pushed invading troops away from the city. Johnston says international aid has also made a huge difference for the people.
Now they have all of the equipment and they have funding that we can give them, and they are able to fight back and take back what's theirs.
On his trips to Ukraine, Johnston spent his time on bases training new troops like newly conscripted soldiers and volunteers. He helped teach standardized communications, battlefield first aid, and even some combat training. Johnston says he worked with a huge range of people serving their country.
The age of troops ranged all the way from, like, 18 to, I mean, even in the 80s. Because it's a lot of it's volunteer and some of it's conscript.
Between the flights and supplies that he's brought, Johnston's personally invested thousands into helping the country. In Kodiak, I'm Brian Benoit.